So yesterday after the Giant game, and that's one of the many things you can do here at American Dream. You can play mini golf. Yeah. You can ice skate. You can go on a roller coaster. You can eat food. You can have drinks. There's water rides. There's a lot of crazy stuff. So last night after the Giants game,
Angry Bird's still packing away.
I was analyzing Brian Daboll's post-game press conference because I do like listening to it.
You do. You like to try to extrapolate things from press conference words.
So Brian Daboll yesterday, and this is up to you guys to interpret. I do not want to offer any opinion. I want you to listen to something, and then you all decide if you like this or not. Brian Daboll at his press conference last night decided not once, not twice, not three times, but 150 times in a row to blame somebody for last night's Giant loss.
Let's
so I want you to listen to this audio package. Great job by Connor Green back at the shop putting it together. And I want to promise you, we are not replaying anything. This is Brian Daboll saying this 150 times. Enjoy the net game tonight. Go Brooklyn. They really wanted the tickets.
That's unbelievable.
Here is Brian Daboll from last night's post-game press conference. Take a listen.
Didn't score enough points offensively, and that starts with me. Obviously, we don't want to turn the ball over in that situation, and you can put that on me. But certainly a decision that I know that we'd like to have back, but you can put that on me. We didn't execute as well as we executed last week, and that starts with me. The result is 7 points, and that all starts with me. You can put that on me, and that starts with me. That all starts with me. You can put that on me, and that starts with me.
You can put that on me.
That all starts with me. Me. You can put that on me.
Yeah, all true. That is all Brian Daboll last night. None of that repeated. So you tell me, Tiki, do you like that from your coach?
There's only three people that get blamed for lack of success in the NFL. The head coach, the quarterback, and maybe the offensive coordinator sometimes.
Yeah,
but in this case, it's the same person. So it's two, the head coach or the quarterback, period. End of story.
Yeah.
And so he's right. Ultimately, whether or not it's his fault or not, he's going to get the blame. It's not his fault that Daniel Jones misses an easy throw in the flat, decides to throw it over the middle of the field to nobody.
If you
go back and look at it, you're like, who the hell are you throwing that to even?
I think in last night's case, this was a rarity where I don't think anyone would blame Brian Daboll. I think last night was a complete Daniel Jones stinks, what do you want him to do kind of night.
But at the end of the whatever year or history, it's on his record.
Right.
That's what he means.
Do you like hearing that as a player, by the way?
Of course.
Put it on your stomach.
Tell me. It all starts with me.
You like that, Sean?
I like it, but come on. I'm still putting this on Greg Joseph and Daniel Jones. Just once I'd like to say, hey,
you know what would
be great? It'd be great if Daboll went there, hey, remember when everybody blamed me for the kicker? What do you think now?